Good morning, everyone, and welcome here in Jesus' name this morning. I too want to welcome the visitors and hope you feel at home here and worship with us today. A space mission in 1962, July 22 of 1962, Mariner 1 had a single misplaced hyphen entered into the computer code and caused it to go off course, resulting in a range officer giving a command to destroy it so it wouldn't crash in a populated area in the Atlantic Ocean. And this destruction cost the U.S. $673 million in today's money. On the Titanic, which we know all about the Titanic, the huge ship that sank, it had lots of new modern stuff, the top of the line of everything. It had elevators, and for the, I think it was in 1939 or something, it was a long time ago, they had a lot of high-class stuff. And along with this, they had a new tiller steering system that worked opposite of what the originals worked. And on the Titanic, once this iceberg they was going to hit was identified, the command was given, or the order, to turn hard a starboard. That was the command given. And the helmsman, Robert Hitchens, interpreted this command to turn right based off his experience with older rudder-based steering systems. So this turned it the opposite way it was supposed to turn, and by the time they realized this, it was too late to turn back, and that's why they actually hit the iceberg. A misplaced comma in the Tariff Act of 1789 led to a clerical error in an 1872 update, making all tropical fruits and plants untaxable instead of just fruit plants. And this cost the U.S. $40 million in today's money. Most of us have had close calls in life. Almost got hurt, or almost got hurt bad, or almost killed. Burton had a close call this week. These things happen. We know of somebody that this has happened to. And these close means there's a little margin between what could have happened and what did happen. And what I do in cutting a tree, there's a hinge that controls the tree. And depending on where the tree's leaning, you can cut it just a little bit too much and that hinge is going to break and the tree is going to go where it isn't supposed to go. So little things make a difference. And little things matter and they impact a lot. And you can think about a car won't run if one little fuse is blown. The vehicle won't run. A small spark can start a fire. And I was going to bring a penny and a quarter here this morning, but most of us wouldn't stop to pick up a penny out here in the parking lot. You know, children probably would, but they're just not worth nothing. I'd give you one all any day. It wouldn't bother me a bit. Well, all of us would pick up $1,000 if it was out there in the parking lot. And I wouldn't be so quick just to give you $1,000. Well, there's 100,000 pennies in $1,000. So there's a little part of that $1,000 in that penny. And if you had a quarter, you still wouldn't care much about it. You'd still give it away pretty easy. And if you had 100,000 of them, there'd be $25,000. So little things matter. Proverbs 6, 10, and 11. It says, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come, as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. In James 3, verse 3, it talks about putting bits in a horse's mouth to turn the horse. A little item that turns a big animal. In James 3, verse 4, it talks about a very small helm turning a great ship. So small things make a difference. In Matthew 17:20, it tells us that a very small amount of faith will cause big things to happen. You can cook food and miss one little ingredient, and you don't want much to do with it. And so when we look at, you can look at your finances, and you can do a bunch of little things, and it'll ruin you financially. And if you do a bunch of other little things, it can make you be able to eat supper. It'll change your future by making little decisions one at a time. Small details on a dress or a covering at my house seems like it makes a pretty big difference. One man thought, and I believe it's right, he said, small things are the most important. Small deeds of kindness can make a huge difference. It's made a lot of difference in people's lives. Small things are attainable. We have big wishes, or we wish for that $25,000, or we wish for whatever you want to put in there. But a quarter is obtainable, and two quarters. So small things are obtainable. It's something we can do. And another interesting thing is that all big things come from small things. And God cares about little or small things. And if you look up little in the Bible, it is used a tremendous amount of times. Little children are very special to God. And I'll read that in Matthew 19, verse 14. Matthew 19, 14. Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And in Matthew 18, verses 2 and 3. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So little or small is important. But what about our life as we live it and claim God's salvation? And I'm fixing to read to you some sins that are mentioned in the Bible. And I want you to ask yourself how you view these sins that I read to you. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that kill innocent people, a heart that creates wicked plans, feet that run toward evil, a false witness that speaks lies, someone that sows discord or spreads rumors among your brothers that you go to church with. How do we rate these things? How do we rate what I just read? Are they all the same to you? Or are some of them a little bit different? To me, there's one or two that don't seem quite as bad because it doesn't specifically mention a certain thing. And on top of that, it could actually come a little closer home to me. So I want to make it kind of where I want it. But I got these sins out of Proverbs 6, verse 17 through 19. And in verse 16, right before this, God said that he hates these things and they're an abomination to him. And he meant every one of them. He makes no difference in them. And so we have this list of big sins that we keep in our bad list. We keep them out there and we keep them washed and we keep focused on these bad sins, we can tend to stay focused on them. Murder, witchcraft, drunkenness, adultery. These are these sins that we focus on them. They're big, and we don't want to go there. And these are big deals to us that we view as spiritual killers that'll separate us from God. And thankfully, there's only a small amount of God's people that actually die from these big sins. And we can be glad for that. Revelation 21, verse 8 says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so it says fearful and unbelieving. Are we always free from fear? Do we always believe? It's easy to believe when God's doing what we want him to. But when he's not, do we still believe? And it comes a lot closer home, and God has that in there with some what we call big sins. Do we let ourselves follow our flesh and our thoughts a little and think it's just a small thing? It's not that big a deal. We can live with it. You know, I don't want to bore you with Colorado, but we went out there to elk hunt, and before we went, I was trying to prepare and think about everything we might need. And I thought about the dangers that could be there. And I thought about bears and mountain lions and whatever else. And I thought about walking out there with a rifle strapped on my back, you know, up behind, hard to get to. And so I bought me a .44 revolver with a chest holster that'd be right here. It would be easy to pull out and protect myself from this bear that wanted some Arkansas lunch. And, you know, the truth is I've always wanted one of them pistols. So it was, you know, there's more than one way to get what you want. But I was concerned about it. And while we was out there, I carried it all the time. And I looked for bears and mountain lions. And I was concerned about this big threat to my life, that if it chose to come at me. The truth is, the fact is, very few people die from bears and lions. It does happen, but it's very few. There's an animal about this big, sometimes bigger, sometimes less, that is actually the animal that kills more people in the world than any other animal. And it lives right here in Arkansas. And I get bit by them many times every year. It's called a mosquito. And I don't think much about it. I don't worry much about it because it doesn't seem like much. I can live with it. Yeah, it's not ideal. I don't like it. And I've been in enough of them where I ran out of the woods and went and got in a vehicle. But, you know, a few bites, it's not that big a deal. Small sins and what we consider as insignificant cause death spiritually much more than these big sins that we focus on. Matthew 5, verse 21 and 22. "Ye have heard that it's been said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Luke 16, verse 10. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. And I also read James 2, verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So as we live our lives and walk with God, let's not forget the big dangers. Let's not forget the bears and the lions. Let's not forget the bad, the what we consider big sins. Let's not forget them. But let's remember the little insignificant sins is what can kill us, is a lot more likely to kill us. That's physically and spiritually. The little animal, the little sins is what is more likely to kill us. So that's all I have to share today. If y'all want to stand, we'll pray.